This coming week is Parshas Zachar. We know that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tuf Resh Pei Hei Sif Zayin Yesh Omrim She Parshas Zachar U Parshas Paraduma Chayavim Lekaram Mida Oraisa. And although perhaps with regard to Parshas Para, it's somewhat questionable amongst the Rishonim whether that is the case or not, but Parsha Zachar, clearly, Pasuk in the Chumash, Zachar Esa Asher Asalach HaMalek, that clearly is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to the kind of mitzvah of Zachar. What is maybe not as obvious, but nonetheless quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and this, as Ruchem Olshem points out in his Sefer Rechel Moadim, you can find in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and Sefer in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, there the Shulchan Aruch tells us that not only is there a chiyuv d'oraisa of reading Parsha Zachar, but the chiyuv d'oraisa, says the Shulchan Aruch, is ba'asara mid'oraisa. The chiyuv d'oraisa, Shulchan Aruch assumes, means not just to recite the psukim of Parsha Zachar, but to read them ba'asara, with a minyan. And that is the shita of the Trumas HaDeshen, that is cited by the Taz, and although the Mishnah Berurah questions that added element of that Chiyuv D'Oraisa, the Mishnah Berurah himself assumes that it's not so clear that the Din D'Oraisa obligates one to read Zachar with a minyan. Nonetheless, that is the shita of the Trumas HaDeshen. That is apparently the shita of the Shulchan Aruch as well. So one might be required simply to read Parsha Zachar on his own, whether it requires a from the Sefer Torah. If there's a chiv to read Parsha Zachar, then you'd be allowed to. Right? There is you're not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah, I guess, if it's not normally intended for personal use, then you can't take it out unnecessarily. But if there's a chiv to read it from Sefer Torah, then you're chiv to read it. Lav dafka basara. So the question then becomes, as the Mishnah Berurah himself wonders, what is the basis for this requirement of reading Parsha Zachar ba'asara? The Shaar HaTzion writes in Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei, he says, Eini yodeh shum makor lazeh. I don't know any source, says the Mishnah Berurah, to say that the Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Zachar is to read it with a minyan, ba'asara. Chiyuv D'Oraisa to read Parsha Zachar, clearly, but to read it with a minyan, mechatesi. So asks the Shaar HaTzion. Right? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is sourcing himself based on the Trumas HaDeshen, but what's the source of the Trumas HaDeshen? How does he know that? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to figure out. And the Shulchan Aruch, of course, based on that requirement to hear Parsha Zachar ba'asara, speaks about those who don't have a minyan in the immediate area where they live. They're mechuyev to come to a place for Shabbos where there's a minyan. And it's on that basis as well. Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Trumas HaDeshen says that Megillah, which was so makbet to read with a minyan, Ravam Hadis Melech, the Gemara talks about Megillah ba'asara, but says the Trumas HaDeshen, at the end of the day, if the chiyuv of Parsha Zachar Basar is d'oraisa and Megillah is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Trumas HaDeshen says that it's more important to hear Parsha Zachar Basar more so than hearing Mikra Megillah B'tzibur. So if you have to choose, which am I going to go to shul for, Mikra Megillah or Parsha Zachar, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, one should go to shul dafka for Parsha Zachar, and Megillah you'll read B'chidus, or have some read for you B'chidus. That's the consequences of this halacha. And even the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah quotes, who says, no, go to shul for the Megillah and don't go to shul for the Parsha Zachar if you have to make such a choice. That's only because the Magen Avraham holds that you can mekayim Zachar ba'asar with the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim. So if you go for Megillah, you get two in one. You get the Kriyas HaTorah of Vayov HaMalek, Parshas B'Shalach. That's the kim of Zachar according to the Magen Avraham. And you get Megillah. But Be'etzem, it seems everyone seems to agree that the more important of the two is to hear Zachar with a minyan, more so than hearing Megillah with a minyan. And the question that Shatzin asks is, what's the makar for this? How does the Trumas Hadashin of this is, in fact, part of the Chi of Daraisa? So Rav Yochum Olshan suggests, very interestingly, as follows. We know there is a famous discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim whether women are obligated in Pashas Zachar or not. Famous discussion that finds its way all the way down to the Achronim. Amongst the Achronim, we find the Chasam Sofer, Binyan Tzion, are Mechayev women in hearing Pashas Zachar, so is Maral Diskin, and others, such as Moshe Feinstein, hold that women are Pater from Pashas Zachar. Now already it's, at least in our circles, the minhag that women are Makvatir Pashas Zachar, but Lav Dafka that is necessarily a requirement. But what is the basis for that discussion whether women are Chayev in Pashas Zachar or not? It all stems from a famous comment of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch in Tafresh Gimel writes that women are exempt from Parshas Zachar, only men are chayav in Parshas Zachar, because, he says, the men are the ones who are the ones who engage in battle. Women don't engage in battle. And clearly he assumes the mitzvah of Zachar is in order to facilitate the mitzvah of Mochotimcha, Zechar HaMalek. And therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch assumes that women who are not engaged in Mochama, they're not engaged in the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek, but male, they're not engaged, they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. That's the famous shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, which, of course, raises the question, how do you know that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek? Who said that? You know, the Chinuch assumes, well, if women are exempt from Mechias HaMalek, so they're exempt from Zechiras HaMalek. Who says they're exempt from the Chamas HaMalek? So you have various suggestions in the Achronim. Well, perhaps as the Avin Ezer, Milchama, generally speaking, is not performed and not waged on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah shasman grama. Or as in Sefer Kovas Halachas cites from Rachashas, that maybe there's no Zid of Milchama Balayla, and therefore it's an asay shasman grama. So perhaps Milchama in general is an asay shasman grama, so women are exempt from it for that reason, and that's why they're exempt from Parshas Zachar. Various suggestions, it's what the Sefer HaChinuch is assuming when he says that women are exempt from Mochama and therefore they are exempt from Zachar. What both Rabbi Yochum Olshan and Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal note is that the Rambam as well in Mitzvahs Aseh Kuf Peites in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he is Magdir, the Mitzvah of Zachar, he says as follows, he says, Mitzvah Kuf Peites, Hishatzi Vanu Lizkor, Masha Asalanu Amalek. We have to remember what Amalek did to us. Bahakdimo Laharalanu, he rushed to do evil to us. Bilisno Oso Bachal Ace Va'ace. Part of the mitzvah is to have a sinner, a constant sinner for Amalek. Une Orer Hanefashos B'ma'amarim. And to, I guess, deliver rousing words to awaken people. Lihi lachem bo, to battle Amalek, unizares ha'am, listen to Oso, and to encourage people to hate Amalek, ad shlo tishachach ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah should not be forgotten, lo techalesh sin Oso, that hatred should not be weakened. So the Rambam clearly links the mitzvah of Zechira to the mitzvah of Mechia, of Milchama. So it's not just Sefer HaChinuch, it's Rambam as well, that Zachar is in order to facilitate Milchamas Amalek. And so what Rav Yochum Olshan cites from the Karen Ora, from Aram Shik, is the following. The mitzvah of Milchamas Amalek. Who is Mechuyev in Milchamas Amalek? The Rambam speaks of Milchama as a mitzvah that's imposed on and incumbent upon the Tzibur. Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev in Milchama. Milchama is not a mitzvah to the Yachid. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur. And so he suggests that perhaps if one assumes that Zechira is tied intrinsically to Mechia, and the mitzvah of Zechira is to facilitate Mechia, and Mechia Samalik is a mitzvah on the tzibur, well then Zechira also has to be a mitzvah on the tzibur, and hence the requirement min haTorah for 10 people to be present for the Kriyas haTorah of Zechira Samalik. Interesting suggestion. One might question, is it in fact true that the mitzvah of Zechira and Mechia according to the Rambam, is only incumbent on the tzibur. If one looks in Hilchas Malachim, it appears the Rambam seems to allude to even a yachid being mechuyav in mechias amalek, or in the midst of hachem tachrimim. But leaving that as an aside, Avulshin suggests, based on the Karen Ora and Ramshik, that the mitzvah of mechama is a mitzvah on the tzibur, and therefore the mitzvah of zechira, which according to the Chinuch and Rambam is tied to mechama, is also a mitzvah on the tzibur, a mitzvah of kriyas haTorah ba'asara. Yes, that's an interesting point as well. Although som tasim alach hamelach, right, to point to melach also is lashon yachid. Even that's clearly a mitzvah on the tzibur, not on the yachid. That's an interesting question. One last ha'ara to conclude with, and that is that the Ramban on the pasuk of Zachar Es Asher Asalach HaMalek quotes the Toras Kohanim, which on Parshas B'chukosai darshins Zachar means Shete Shona Beficha. Okay, seems to be somewhat obvious. You have to verbalize the mitzvah of Zechira. You can't just think it, you have to verbalize it. Had that been all that was meant by the Toras Kohanim, I would have said, fine. Shona Beficha means read the psukim. Read the psukim of Zachar. And when we hear the Baal Kori reading on Shabbos, we're yotzei with Shemei Kohanah. I listen carefully. I'm yotzei with the kriya of the Baal Kori, as if I am saying it myself, Shemei Kohanah. So I'm the kind of mitzvah of Zachar, Shetei Shona Beficha. What Soloveitchik noted is that there is a fascinating comment of the Ravid in his parish on that Toras Kohanim. The Ravid says, what does it mean, Zachar, Shetei Shona Beficha? He doesn't say it means you have to say the words of Zachar. He says it means Hilchos Megillah. Shona means Hilchos Megillah, to learn the halachos of Megillah. That's the kiyum of mitzvahs Zachar. Remarkable Ravid. So it's not just to listen Shmei HaKohanim to the Baal Kori, but it means that when you learn Hilchos Megillah, you're Mekayim, a kiyum of Parshas Zachar, according to the Ravid. On that basis, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, well, if the mitzvah of Zachar is an allusion to Limud Hilchos Megillah, women are pater from Talmud Torah. If women are pater from Talmud Torah, maybe that's a svara, perhaps, along the lines of the chinuch, although not necessarily the same reasoning, but perhaps a svara as well to exempt women from Zachar if it's based, as the Ravid seems to say in his parish in Toras Kohanim, on Shona Hilchos Megillah, Limud HaTorah. Maybe that's the reason why the Nashim would be paturis from that mitzvah.